There's a teacher in Texas who has been accused of making porn at school.
Mm.
How, what
during
grade?
School hours?
What grade?
I don't know.
See, if it's over sixth grade, I'm fine with it.
I'm not sure.
That's disgusting.
I didn't know if it was from school like a university.
Right.
Oh no, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's interesting to me at being a pervert.
I'm not saying.
You kind of set yourself up.
What grade?
I'm pretty sure, Jason. And
is it 13th grade?
13th? Is it 14th grade? I did watch the clips. They were censored, heavily censored. One thing I noticed is that the teacher in one of the videos was wearing a T-shirt that both of my children received through their reading program at school.
Teacher budget.
All fancy stuff they can buy.
Of all the things in the video, I was like, I know. My kids have that shirt.
So they're adults, obviously, having sexy time at the school.
Well, it's just one teacher making videos, filming herself.
Oh, herself.
Mm-hmm. Filming herself and...
slightly turned on.
Well, that might be you, but there is one man. He's a community activist, and he held a press conference to make sure that this teacher... never works again.
In an elementary school teaching our children, we got a teacher in the classroom on school hours stripping down butt naked, bending over and showing everything on the video, and all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
Cellulite and pubic hair.
He sounds like a preacher.
He does.
Like a Southern Baptist preacher.
He's angry. Yeah. He is very angry. But the way I could listen to him talk all day.
Me too.
It's very mesmerizing.
He has an activist cadence.
Yes, but he lost me at pubic hair.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the person will never work again at the school or in porn?
You always have a job in porn.
I think he's real passionate about not in school.
Yeah.
This is a disgrace and a shame that this is the type of educator and teacher that is in the classroom. And she made multiple videos. This woman obviously had lost her damn mind. She needs psychotropic medication. She pulls out her breasts and she's juggling them. Look like she's about to fall over.
Juggling her breasts.
And after watching said video, she does juggle.
Oh my God.
She does
this
juggle.
This dude needs to do like play-by-play for sports.
Yeah.
He's missing his true calling.
Wow.
Then she bends over and pulls down her panties. Spreads her cheeks. I'm not lying. I'm telling you what's on the video.
I have watched this.
This woman should never, ever be allowed to be an educator. This woman should never be allowed to work around children ever again.
I like how he watched the full video.
Of course he did.
He was so disgusted he turned it off in 2 seconds.
He knows very detailed stuff about the video to the point where he's acknowledged the jiggling of the breast.
Yeah, and the cellulite and the pubic hair.
So I just want to be clear, though. Yeah. This had nothing to do with kids but the fact that it was on the school property somewhere. Was
correct.
It like in a closet?
So the video is of a teacher and she is filming it herself. There are several videos. One where she's in the classroom and she's wearing, it looks like, you know, kids wear lanyards, you know?
Yeah.
So there are no children anywhere to be seen.
I see what she's doing. There's the agenda. It's probably like an OnlyFans thing where she wants to be the sexy teacher in the classroom.
Right. Yeah,
she is, I could definitely see that. She is saying her excuse is, and you know, whether it's the truth, I don't know. But she says that it is kind of like a scorned boyfriend situation.
Oh.
She filmed it, she says, on a Sunday. I'm like,
whatever.
Sure.
The Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And who's at school on Sunday?
Right. She filmed it on a Sunday, and then she sent them to her boyfriend. After they broke up, he released the videos, is what she is saying.
Possible.
It's totally possible.
Always have something in your back pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, if no one saw it at school, I mean, I know it's probably obviously against the rule, and no kids were involved.
Uh-huh. She was in the bathroom at one point, like one of their little bathroom stalls.
Out of all people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Who accuses me is the one that's not.
You know I'm not big on regulations.
I'm not good with it. I'm not. I mean, it's like, of all, you could do that at your own home.
But it's, you don't have a classroom.
You don't need to go, but why? But, like, you don't need to do that at school.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that. If I were a principal or a parent at that school, I would not want any of my classroom teachers.
But that stuff's going on all the time.
But I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to know about it.
If it's affecting the kids at all, or the kids are at school when it's happening, she needs to
go. It's going to affect them now, because everybody knows about it.
Part of the problem is it wasn't her trying to affect everybody. Her boyfriend, if Katie is
saying,
release this video.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even her fault. At school in the break room and her husband and stuff, they're flirting back and forth. And then they like release the screenshots of just sexting. Like, there's no pictures. That's happening during school time. I mean, where do you stop?
Well, that's during the hours.
If they're just texting during the break with their husband, like, I can't wait to see you later, and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to you, and they break up, and he screenshots and sends it to the principal.
I mean, Jared, this is a way, first of all, you should watch the video, and I will post it for you. But
after that description.
No, I'm out.
Well, I mean, you should know.
She's like, tickling everywhere.
This is not sexting. This is full-blown pulling down her pants and her underwear.
There's a difference if she wants to send that while she's there, but filming it while she's there is totally different.
What's the difference, though? Because it's just the background that, like, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm shocked that Jared understands this part.
Yeah.
What is it? It's just a place.
Uh-huh.
It's a place. It's not.
Where underage children learn.
Underage children are in a lot of places, though, that a hotel room, you know?
I don't know. It just.
Jason, what if you found out certain people who work here were doing this in your office?
In my office?
Don't tell them what
we did. Office. Certain people.
Like who exactly?
I don't know. Pick somebody upstairs.
Why does it depend on who it is?
If Riri was doing these videos.
That's the thing. It matters. If it was like somebody who was more attractive, Jason would be like,
Well, no, it is an odd feeling because I feel like it's like,
why?
It's almost like somebody coming into your office. It's your. Now, if it was happening in your office, Matt, I would think that was hilarious.
Yes, right. You would.
Your office.
Exactly. But if it was happening in your office and it's like, let's get a black light in here and see what's going on.
Oh.
You'd want to fire it instantly.
Well, I think we had somebody that worked here that had sexy time in Jason's office.
No, remember? It was in this office.
Next door office.
On that sofa that I think has been burned.
Yeah.
The thing is, Matt, it's not such a public. Like, the regular population's not going into your office. It's just a couple people that work here.
Can I just say that these are teachers that are teaching your elementary school kids right from wrong and certain judgment calls, and then she didn't even have the judgment to think, this isn't going to look good if it gets out.
Yeah, maybe so.
But when does it ever look good, though?
But if she even did OnlyFans at her house, she could be fired.
But maybe in your own home, in the privacy.
But teachers get fired for doing OnlyFans in their own home.
Well,
I guess you know as a teacher, you just it's a different standard.
Yeah, that's a different standard.
They're also teachers, though. I mean, they're also people.
And there's been some teachers that have really lucked out and have made millions of dollars.
Honest to God, I don't care if you're doing it at home. The problem I have is in the classroom. I do.
Where else do you have a problem with it?
No, I don't. I'm saying the problem
anywhere
I
else,
do.
Though?
No, just... I don't. I don't because I get it. They're human beings. We don't all make great decisions.
But then how are we going to get the sexy schoolgirl thing?
Create a classroom downstairs in your basement.
I don't think porns have any shortage of school sets.
OnlyFans people do.
Yeah. This is hurting the little person. They can't afford a fancy
the small
set.
Business owners.
Yes.
No, I mean, I don't. And if she's being truthful that it happened when school kids weren't there on a non-school day, I mean, is it smart to do? No, but what also, I think, if there is revenge from an ex-boyfriend, that's a bigger story.
Yeah, for sure.
He's trying to ruin her career on something private that was sent. He thought, I got something I can ruin her career.
Yes, I agree. But I think that's just as bad.
It does go back, you're right, to the judgment call.